Monday, February 27th, regular meeting of the Wasik City Schools Board of Education to order.
Lozinski?
Yes, I'm here.
Kraft?
Here.
Fanouken?
Here.
Stoll?
Here.
Winter?
Here.
Okay, let's please stand for the pledge of allegiance. Yes, would you start us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I want to thank all of you for being here tonight. This is pretty exciting what we're going to have. Award, it's not actually an award that we'll be recognizing. Okay, next on the agenda, we need to approve the agendas. Is there a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Kraft?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And at this time, we have a hearing of the public, which is related to agenda items only. So if there's anybody that would like to speak, please come forward, state your name and address.
My name is Harry Applegate Jr., 2227 Chestnut Drive. I'd like to speak to flag protocol. Our flag should be on the left, not on the right.
Thank you. Yes, please. I think we used to have it over here. We started off and then it got... Thank you, Joe.
You bet.
Thanks, Joe.
You bet.
Okay, is there anyone else? Okay, the board has received the minutes and have reviewed them. So are there any additions or corrections? Okay. If not, those in favor of approving the January 9th organizational meeting minutes, the January 9th special meeting, and January 23rd regular meeting minutes, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Next on the agenda is informative reports and recognitions, and we will start off with the Alert Week presentation.
Oh, you want to introduce?
Sure.
I'm Mr. Wilson, I'm high school principal.
Well, first of all, thank you very much. It's great to see so many high school students here as well, and it seems like things haven't changed. I feel like I'm flashing back to 2009 or 2010 when I left Westlake High School as an assistant principal, because Scott Kutz and his students were always presenting at the meetings as well. So it's great to see some things have never changed. I mean, he's continuing to be creative and innovative with his classes. And I just want to introduce Mr. Kutz as the teacher, and he can introduce the students so they can talk about the Verizon App Award that you may have read about in the paper. It really is a very, very cool and creative and innovative idea, and we're very proud of our students for that. So Mr. Kutz, why don't you come up and we'll have you talk a little bit about it. Either way.
Okay, thanks to the board and the administration and all the special guests and visitors and everybody who's here. So my name is Scott Kutz. I've been teaching at Westlake for over 20 years in the technology engineering department. And I've got three of my superstars here today. One couldn't make it because he's playing basketball. What an excuse, right? And the other one I heard was sick. And so, because I think she was supposed to be here for another presentation. This goes way back to October, and we assembled the teams. I suggested a certain number of students in the particular group, and they pretty much picked themselves. I had three of my students from the computer science principal's class last year, and they've all been in either of my classes currently or have been in my classes before. And so as soon as we assembled the team, we said, okay, let's get right to it. Like I said, this goes way back in October, and the contest was sponsored by Verizon. It's called the Verizon Innovative Learning App Challenge, And it's probably the fourth or fifth year they've done it. We actually did it last year as well. And this year's group decided, and I'll let them explain it, they decided to do an app that has to do with school safety. And I am going to pass down the news release for those who have not seen it or heard it. And if anybody's interested in seeing the videos, we actually had two TV stations. I don't know if there's any extra there, but there's something else. If anybody else wants any from the audience, you're more than welcome to grab one. Channel 8 did a news report on us, and then Cleveland 19 did a report on us. If anybody wants to see those, I can send you the link direct to open those up. So at this time, Jill, come on up. I'm going to introduce everybody. It's Jill Eddy, and Leah Chauvin, and Jordan Sherwin, and I'm going to have these folks explain the whole process. Like I said, we started way back in October after all the brainstorming and deciding what they wanted to do and then how to go about it. I'll let you just take it from there, Leah, since you seem to be the one in the middle. And by the way, to let you know, I don't know if Mr. Wilson said, they won the state championship, the Best in State Award. And with that, they won all kinds of things, shirts and backpacks, and they each got this brand new Verizon Ellipsis tablet. They won $5,000 grant for the school. Stickers of all kinds. We have these gargantuan banners we're going to hang up in the hallway. And they also won the Best in Region. So they were left as one of 12 high schools in the entire country. There are six regions, and they picked two schools from each region. So we were one of 12 schools left in the country to be up for the Best in Nation. And even though we didn't win that, I know it was really close. So what they did was nothing short of amazing. There were 1,200 entries last year. There were 1,800 entries across the country this year. So to narrow it down to 12 out of 1,800 across the country is pretty spectacular. So Joe first, Leah, go ahead.
So pretty much the whole idea for our app was to improve school safety. And with that, we utilized a map-based system, and so our app, like, let's just say it was for Westlake High School. You would download the app, and a map of Westlake High School would come up, and you had three options to alert if there was a problem. Red would be if there's a school shooter or something really serious where people's lives were in danger, and that would have to be approved by an administrator, and like as many people as who saw the danger would report it in the location last seen, so it was really in real time. And then an orange alert is something pretty less serious, like a school fight or something, and that's not, lives are not in danger, but it's still something that maybe police or school administrators need to see. And then yellow alert, which does not need to be approved by anyone. It's like a leaky ceiling or if a desk is missing something. So a pretty minor issue. You want to add anything? Yeah, so that's just pretty much our whole app. And from that, we like you said, we won Best in State and Best in Region. We didn't quite make Best in Nation, but you know, we were close. So we're really proud of that. But that's
and just to let you know that we're right now in talks, and I think the group probably, we have to decide what to do with the money, because there's a whole lengthy application process that I have to fill out and send in to Verizon to be able to actually get the money, so they know, you know, that it's, we're using the money in a positive and justifiable way. But one of the things we talked about is actually having the app come to fruition and then go out into the open market and actually be utilized for, you know, everybody's purposes. And again, I think they talked about it wouldn't be just for schools. It could be for any occasion. So it could be the business place. It could be, you know, if you're out and about at Crocker Park, or what were some of the other instances you guys were talking about in the video? I knew, like, you talked about more things.
Like a car crash. Just anywhere in public, really.
And other types of scenarios. Could be for there's a fire somewhere. Could be we had an electrical outage at our school today. Nobody knew what was going on. The kids all freaked out. What's going on? I still don't know what happened. But you know, things that come up. And if you know anything about school, and I've seen just about everything you can imagine for as long as I've taught, and it never ceases to amaze me. There's always something new that comes up throughout the day or throughout the week. So to have something like this would be actually very beneficial. In fact, one of the ideas we were kicking around with this company that's actually in Minnesota, And they're actually talking to their development group about an app that already exists, and it's on iTunes currently. Still not on Android. It's supposed to be out like in the next couple, 3 months. But to maybe link that app that they designed with this other app for, and the app that currently exists is somebody who wants to go out and run, let's say you want to run 10 miles. I know Mr. Wilson was doing that this morning before he got to school. He's not getting as de-stressing. And as you touch this part of the map, it's like a 3D Google map. And it lays out the course for you. It gives you the mileage and everything else, and it records all kinds of vitals. And if something happens, much like what they had described, that, you know, you turn an ankle, or, you know, you get sick, or, you know, you're exhausted, and it's a hot day, 95 degrees, and you can't make it, and it's like you're out in the middle of nowhere, or you're in a new city, or you're visiting somewhere, and you don't know where to go, and that's the same kind of application where you could press some buttons and then contact, you know, either your family or emergency response systems, 911s, what have you. So still some things to talk about and still some things to explore and develop, and more news coming, I'm sure, later. So thanks again, Mr. Wilson, and thanks to the board and administration and the rest of everybody here for all your support. I know a lot of people voted for us. I don't know if you guys mentioned the fan favorite, that was another way we could have won the national championship. And that's a whole other story for a whole other day, but thanks for everybody's support too. Mr. Wilson?
And I was just going to say, for someone who works so hard on safety plans, school administrators, that's kind of what we do. We try to make it safe. When you think of the app that you created, what a great idea to put that current technology in the hands of students. We're always thinking, okay, which teacher and what end of the building, where, which wing, what wing, where do we do this? But to have that technology right on a phone or on a tablet or whatever makes such perfect sense. And it's one of those things where you think, why didn't I think of that? So kudos to your team for really going forward, and congratulations on the state championship. We're very proud of you, and that's awesome. I'm sure big things will come from that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What would it take to bring it to fruition so that you could have all of the students have the app on the phone?
Well, we need to develop it first, which we would either use, like, what is it, the Apple, whatever they use in the app, I forget what it is, or the Android Studio. Then we could put it on the App Store for $99 a year. And then you can put it on the Android store for free. So probably Android would be better.
Today's the 5th anniversary of the Chardon High School shooting, so I think it's very apropos that you're here. And last night on TV, they interviewed a young woman who is now 21, who was a junior at the time. And the three boys that were killed were all friends of hers from elementary school. And she said that they were like lost. She said they didn't know what to do. And they sat in their classroom. No one barred the door. No one hid. They were just kind of numb and without direction. So I really think you're on to a very good idea to, you know, like you said, you can't always rely on a teacher as a teacher there or whatever, but it would at least be a beginning to, you know, give the kids some direction as to what to do. So kudos to you. It's just wonderful, a wonderful idea, and I really congratulate you for your achievement.
Thank you.
Mr. Kutz, thanks for all your service to the district for many, many years. Thanks for your exceptional service. Thanks for developing our students. With you, it's always about the kids. And so thanks for all that you do. Ladies, thanks for being here today. Congratulations to you. Congratulations. I'll be certain to take that back to your entire team. Great work. It's wonderful to see young ladies engaged in technology and engineering continue that leadership now and when you graduate from Westlake as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have the CAC report. Tom?
Thank you. This is sort of pretty much like a midterm report on where we are on our project. We are examining the effectiveness of communicating the, I would call it an alternative or non-traditional educational curriculum at the high school. How well is that communicated to Berniston and to DIS students and their parents? By non-traditional, I mean, AP, IB, college credit plus, those kinds of courses, outside of your honors and regular tracks. What we have done is we've developed a survey, two surveys. The surveys ask basically the same questions, but one is geared towards the parents, and that will be sent out by email to the parents. And the other one will be geared towards the students, see how much they remember what they heard about, when they got, just high school students, see what they remember from, from Berniston or whenever, to learn about these other career educational paths. For the parents, their responses will be recorded. We do it on Google Forms. For the students, what we are planning on doing is setting up a few laptops in the rotunda during lunch period for 2 days, be monitored by members of the CAC, and to encourage student participation, we'll give away something like a cookie to anybody who answers the survey. I emailed copies of the survey to Mr. Goggins and Mr. Wilson. And Mr. Wilson told me that the guidance counselors at the high school are also wanted to send out a survey, and maybe they can piggyback on what we're doing. We're all on the same team, so I don't see why not. It's we were purposely staying away from anything that would invite anything that could look like a criticism or constructive comments about the guidance, the academic guidance. But if those questions come from the guidance department, I'm fine with that. Our goal is to have all these surveys completed before the spring break, which is in April. We'll have time to digest the data and put it together in a final report, which hopefully will address or will reveal where we need to work to make sure that the students know about this, will know about these programs before they go into high school.
Okay, thank you very much.
Any questions?
And your next meeting is March 20th?
Yeah, 1 week before your regular meeting, after your work session. All right. And also, we have a government class here. We high school students are welcome to be full-fledged members on the Citizens Advisory Committee. We have one, and she's graduating this year, so we are always looking for new blood. It's really helpful to have the perspective of someone who is actually going through what we're working on. We're trying to improve the high school, trying to improve the schools in general. And it's really helpful whenever someone can say, well, this might be a problem with this, because you guys are on the floor. You're the boots on the ground. You've done more about it than any of us would. It's been a couple of years since I was last in high school.
You meet once a month.
Yes.
In the real nice boardroom at Porter Library upstairs. And it's, like you said, it's very good to have the student input. So if anybody would like to volunteer tonight, I'm sure Mr. Horowitz would like to get your name.
Yeah.
It's really important to get your feedback and your input.
Yeah, the approval process is really easy. You just have to talk to your teacher, then talk to Mr. Wilson, and if they approve, you're in. So
how many of you explain exactly what the CAC's like kind of charter or mission is?
Okay, well, this is the advisory committee. We're just volunteers from the community, and we assist the Board of Education. We serve at the board's leisure. And every year we select a cutting-edge topic on education. And as I said, this year is academic, it's what I'm calling pre-secondary academic guidance counseling. In previous years, we looked at technology, you know, trying to figure out what the technology needs are for the future, and, you know, including education curriculum. Believe it or not, a few years ago, we were ahead of our time on this. We were looking at, starting times for the high school to take into account that, teenagers sometimes it's just the way your mind works. You're not up in the morning. And once you know it, shortly after we did that, I think the start time for high school was pushed back about 20 minutes. So those are the kinds of topics that we look at. We research them, and with the high school student, we need your perspective, and there will be some legwork also involved, but not too much. And so, we realize that you're here for an education. Our senior has had to spend some time looking at other schools, at colleges. So we're understanding about that.
And the one year you researched the schools, the K-4.
Oh, yes.
So that was very timely with our building issue.
Yeah, and now I enjoy seeing the work that we do actually come to fruition, that's actually being utilized. So that we were looking at the design and how to, the best way to utilize structure the elementary schools. Do we want to keep the separate elementary schools, or do we want them all in one school? And we presented the information that we've gathered from across the country to the board, and it helped them make the decision for the one school.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Tom. Okay, superintendent's report.
Sounds good. Thank you.